This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Forechecking by Buchanan, winning the ball back. Here's Frazier taking the shot. He scores! Fake left, fake right. Short side, far side. Goal, Buffalo.
One more game for the Bandits tomorrow afternoon downtown against Saskatchewan. Dave Buchanan, as always, will be there for it. Floor reporter for the Bandits. He joins us now on the West Her Hotline. First question for me, a sincere one. What is Saskatoon like, Dave?
Mike BD, happy Friday. Saskatoon is very flat. I don't know. It was fine.
Flat and fine.
Didn't get to see much, but the Saskatchewan River is very nice. And I believe Joni Mitchell wrote a song about it, so it was cool to be there. I don't get to go on many road trips as John Griller does, so it's always fun just to get the experience.
How close did it feel? It was a close game. How close were you to thinking that they could taste the win? I mean, as close as it was, the first game was close too. Did it ever get to a point where you felt like they were going to get it or that they would get it?
I thought when they scored the first goal of the second half, that was the first half in the series where they scored first. So I thought when they did that, I thought maybe they'd get up early in the second half and then kind of go into lockdown mode, which is kind of what they did for most of the third quarter. But then it slipped away from them in the fourth, and Saskatchewan had their comeback. So not that I was, you know, thinking, oh, they got this wrapped up, but I was feeling pretty good in the third quarter.
Okay. How it's been tight, obviously, right? 12-10 and 11-10, if I got the scores right, of the two games. How you expect coin flip city tomorrow, or is this where, like, the home crowd and that atmosphere maybe really comes into play?
I keep calling back to the 2023 finals against Colorado. You know, they won game one in a close one. They went to Denver for game two and got beat. But then we came home and just put a whooping on Colorado and won 13-4. That's my, I guess, perfect scenario for tomorrow, mm-hmm. is that they accomplished that. And I think it could go that way. But this Saskatchewan team, that, you know, they got a lot of momentum. They won their Halifax series in such exciting fashion. They hung in for most of game one and were the, and obviously ultimately the better team in game two. And they've said a lot of interesting things this week leading up to this game. So I think it really is coin flip city tomorrow, as much as the Bandits might not want to play a close, not that they don't want to play a close game, you know, they'd rather win going away, but I think it will be a close one.
How prepared to give us and our audience an example of some of the interesting things, as you put it, that Saskatchewan has had to say this week, are you?
You know, I was like Austin Shanks after the game, saying that they were going to get the championship next weekend. And then Justin Boudreau had a comment. He was asked about Bandit Land, and his response was based, I'm paraphrasing, was like, well, they're not going to come over the glass and try and set a pick on me, so I'm not worried about it, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So,
and there's a, you told us last week, there's a player on that team from here.
Yeah, well, he's Matt Hossick. He's from Ontario originally, but now he lives
here.
In, I believe in Lancaster, somewhere in Western New York. He works locally. I believe without knowing the whole story, but I believe he met his wife at RIT where they went to college, and then they relocated here. So yeah, Matt, this is like a home game for him, kind of.
I guess it didn't happen for Colorado 2 years ago, but I would think psychologically a road team in that environment just a week ago would help them. You know, you're a little bit used to it. You know what the environment is just from very recent experience.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they kind of got going for them, is that they just played it in the environment that is Bandit Land. So, yeah, they definitely have that going for them. I think at times that the effect it has on opposing teams might be a little overstated. I do think, however, that home crowd really – the Bandits really feed off of that, and that helps their swagger, I think, especially when they're on a roll.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it affects opposing teams as much as some people might think. Right. Either way, it's going to be a phenomenal experience tomorrow with a full house.
And an interesting start time, right? 4:30. I don't feel like I can't recall. You could tell us way better than my recall would be, but I don't feel like there's a lot of afternoon games. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, the joys of national television. You know, ESPN2 wanted to fit it in after the college lacrosse semifinals tomorrow. I think we did that in Denver for one of the games, either 22 or 23. It was like Memorial Day Monday afternoon or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So trying to make a day of lacrosse out of it on ESPN2.
Yeah. How is there any injury concerns on either side that could be a factor in this game tomorrow?
I mean, we'll see if Chris Cloutier can come back. The official injury report came out earlier today. He was listed as questionable. Chris got a lower body injury. I have no inkling either way if he'll go or not play tomorrow. You know, I thought Clay Scanlon came in, scored two goals. He's a great spark plug for that offense, and he filled in quite nicely for Chris. He maybe lacks a little bit of Chris's size, but he's kind of like a Kyle Buchanan, where he gets in all the dirty areas, scoops up the loose balls, and can bury them from within close range. So other than that, you know, we'll see if they go with the same lineup. You know, if Ron John can get back in the lineup, I just don't know who would come out if that happens. So on the other side, I don't think Saskatchewan really – they had nobody new on their injury report that hasn't already been on there for the last few weeks.
Dave, the scores were very much alike. Were the games alike? Were there different, I don't know, strategies or just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Were there noticeable differences meaningfully in the two games?
No, I thought they were quite similar. I think the team that made the fewest amount of mistakes won each game. Game one, I saw Saskatchewan, I likened it to a boxing match. You know, they came out throwing punches and landing a few good ones, but I think they got tired out by about round eight or nine. And, they were the better half, or they were the better team for the first 2.5 quarters, and then Buffalo closed them out in the final quarter and a half. And then I think in game two, I think Buffalo beat themselves with some penalties, missed passes, drop passes, hit a few posts. You know, I think it'll be like tomorrow. Like Paul Dawson said it yesterday on Sabres Live with Duffer and Marty. You know, they got to play a complete 60 minutes, and I think that's what they need to do to win.
It was Chase Frazier who had the one hand behind the back goal in game two. How many of those have you seen
from Chase? Quite a few, actually, especially in the playoffs. He had the insane one against Vancouver when he hit the double pipes and it went in. He's done that to Toronto more times than I remember. That's just Chase being Chase. I think he's so talented, and it's hard when you're playing with Dane and Josh. You might get buried a little bit in the limelight, but really, even coming out in the draft, everybody studies. Just he's a lot like Josh Byrne. Just uses the other hand to shoot his stick. You know, he plays the opposite side of the floor. He's such a talented player, and he just has a nose for shots like that.
Bulldog, how many chances would you need? With or without a goalie? Behind the back, bounce it in. One hand.
Infinity. I don't.
With a goalie there, yeah, I think it'd be infinity.
I have held a lacrosse stick. I don't think I've ever handled the ball in a lacrosse stick. Like I think my experience handling a lacrosse stick was maybe picking one out for my kids when they were six.
Mm-hmm. Those plastic thingies?
Yeah, right. And like that's it. Like
I've never played catch.
No, I've never played catch. No, I have no experience. Well, Dave, we're pulling for the Bandits, for the players, the community, the fan base. For you, I hope you get like a good celebration Saturday night, and then saddle up for like, I don't know, 20 hours of auto racing on Sunday, right? It's a lot.
I know. This is like a potential dream weekend for me, guys.
Right.
Yes, we got the game tomorrow, and then Sunday you got the greatest day in auto racing with the Monaco Grand Prix of Monaco, the Indianapolis 500, and the Coca-Cola 600. Yeah, I'm ready to nurse a championship hangover through three races on Sunday.
Right. All right, Dave. Well, enjoy the broadcast tomorrow. Is pregame 3:30 or what?
4:00 pregame, 4:00. Right here on WGR with John Gertler, Steve Bernal, and myself. Georgia head coach Ed Como is going to join us during the pregame show, too.
And did you want to say, you heard Sal on with us mentioning the college semifinals tomorrow, and also mentioned how they'll be on ESPN or ESPN2 during the day tomorrow. What did you have on Syracuse?
Oh, just they're loaded with names that Bandits fans are probably going to hear in the years to come. I just was looking at the roster. The next three drafts in the NLL have huge potential. Teams are salivating at first-round picks for the next 3 years. I mean, just on Syracuse alone, they've got two guys that are already drafted, Sam English and Michael Grace. English is playing for Toronto next year. Grace was drafted by Georgia. They were the number 2 and 3 overall picks. But then you got Finn Thompson, Trey Deer, Joey Spallina, Owen Hiltz. are going to be top NLL draft picks. Brett Bucktooth Jr., his dad played for the Bandits. So, I mean, I don't watch the field game, but I just know those names already just from people raving about these next two, three upcoming draft classes, and they all happen to play for Syracuse.
All right, good stuff. Again, good luck to you and the Bandits tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Dave Buchanan, 4 o'clock pregame, 4:30 start for ESPN2.
Sold out.
Break here, and then we'll talk some more. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.